Reishul Ches, and we're up to Tes. So last time we were together, the general topic is we're discussing bracha that a person would make. Originally, the first step was coming to a place where a miracle happened to them. And we've gone on to that, let's say a miracle to other people, let's say a miracle to a Rebbe, let's say, which was an interesting halacha. Then the last things we were talking about is a unique person in Klal Yisrael, a child Klal Yisrael needs, and a miracle was done to that person, a Kiddush Hashem. And last time we were talking about, if you see the pillar of salt of Lot's wife, so the bracha on that. But the underlying question, which we haven't touched upon, is, okay, make a bracha on a miracle, what's considered a miracle? Right? We'll see an interesting, let's see this. So Tess, Machaber says as follows, so Machlokes, Yesh Omrim, some say she'enu mevarach al neis ela kenes ela benes shehu yotze mimin ha'ga'olam. That what kind of bracha? Oh, when do we make a bracha on a miracle that happened, either to the person themselves or whatever, a rebbe, whatever, a parent? That's if it went out. It's sort of like we were discussing Shabbos morning, something unusual, something that goes out of the normal way of things. We'll define this. But a miracle that is like a natural miracle, which again is that told us so, or something like that, kigam, for example. And this happens, right? Shabal ganav in balayla. Bandits, thieves came into one's house at night or onto a person at night. Uvali de salkan, right? They were going to kill the person or a dangerous situation, right? There's thieves. Venitzo. And the person was saved. Person was saved. They cried out and whatever. Right, the alarm went off. Mishpura says they called out for help, or somebody happened to come and the people ran away. The Gandavim ran away. So next page. Uchiyotz is that or anything like that? Ain't no chayil levarach. So that's again, it's nice, but that according to this opinion, you'd not be obligated to make a bracha of on a nes. Now, there's a very important Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Mishnah Berurah, we're split here. Here we're talking about bracha on a nes. Shasoli nes b'makom zeh, right? That Hashem made a miracle. We're not talking about Birchas HaGomel. Birchas HaGomel is different. See, because the Mishnah Berurah says it very beautifully, as he says everything. The Birchas HaGomel. Birchas HaGomel lo kapdina kulehai she neis gomor. For a gomel, we don't go this far to say it has to be a complete neis. So something like this, a person has shown there were bandits and, they were threatening him and something, something happened, so a person would have to bench gomel. Person would have to bench gomel. But the question is, would they have to make the bracha on the neis? So first opinion says no. That's not a big enough miracle. Something you have to thank Hashem for, but it's not enough for this level of bracha, this type of bracha, I should say. The second opinion, continue with the Machaber Yesh Cholek. Some disagree and say no, this wouldn't be a big enough nes. And so therefore, the Machaber says that we've seen it many times: the Tov Levarach below Haskar Shem Malchus. So on this lower level nes, let's say with the bandits, whatever the gangsters was. So what you do is you make a bracha. But you won't use Hashem's name. You won't say Malchus. There's a lot of stuff on this. So there's very interesting Bir Halacha. So the Chofetz Chaim brings down. So again, so we have a Machlokas. Talk about making a bracha on a nes. What a level nes? Has to be a wow nes or just be a wow nes? Right? What? I remember when I wasn't in the shir, I was the helper for the shir. So one time in Rabbi Naiman's shir, so one of the guys in the shir said, there's a difference between mamish and mamish. Right? So, that type of nes, or it's a miracle, but was it good enough? So the very interesting Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon that they ask a very interesting question. So again, we have Machlokas. How big of a miracle does it have to be? An amazing miracle or just an amazing miracle? So the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Bir Halacha, the Vilna Gaon says, again, on the second opinion, it just has to be a wow miracle, not a wow miracle. So the Vilna Gaon asks Akasha that a woman who gives birth, right? It's a miracle. I mean, right? Anybody has a kid? It's a mom's miracle. And the baby's born, and then, you know, like, I remember when with one of our kids. So the doctor, I think he said he delivered like thousands of kids. He was an older doctor. You know, the regular doctor was away. The doctor still told my wife, any day except for that day, it was Yehuda. Any day except for that Saturday, there's a family bar mitzvah, I can't come. So of course she had the baby on that day. So the stock, I think it was 10,000 babies, something like that. So I said, Dr. Kander, like said, it's always a miracle. It's always amazing. It's a miracle. But you don't see a halal, we don't see anyone saying that when the wife walks by Cedar Sinai, she has to say, Baruch Shana Asa Amalim Nes, B'mal Kom Zeh. Right? You don't see that. So that's the kasha on the second opinion, the Chofetz Chaim says. So the Chofetz Chaim brings down a teretz to the second opinion. so therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says it has to be that, like the first opinion, we go like the first opinion. There has to be a shinui b'teva. Now, see, again, we'll get into this a little more, maybe tomorrow. But before, we'll define this a little more tomorrow, but I wanted to bring up the Chofetz Chaim says a very interesting thing. Chofetz Chaim brings down at the end of a very long Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim brings down achronim that say that if misha nasalo neis, so if, let's say, it meets a criterion, you would make the bracha. So now, again, that's if you come by the place. So let's say, I don't know, you're in the Ukraine and something happened, you were safe. So when you get to the Ukraine, when you come to that spot, you have to make a bracha. Bracha is not Hashem's name. But let's say I don't get to the Ukraine. So you know, how often am I going to go there? So first of all, the Chofetz Chaim says, when Hashem does a nes for you, at the time that Hashem does a nes or soon after, you should give tzedakah. Kefi asagas yado, as much as you can. And he says, v'yachalik lomdei Torah. Specifically, you should give that money to people who learn. The Yomar. And you should say, when you give that money, Harmeni nosen zed litzdaka, giving this tzedakah to these people who are learning, v'hi ratzon shiyeh nechshav b'makom toda. Should be in the place of a korban toda. Of course, we can't bring a korban toda. So you give it to people who learn, people who learn in kolo, whatever. And so to support, they should, and it's in the place of a, that I would normally have to bring if something like this would happen. And the Chofetz Chaim says, lomar parshas toda. And you should also say the parshas toda. And then he says, it's tov and ro'oi that for somebody when this happens, l'saken ezet tzarchi rabin ba'ir, to fix something that's in need of the city. V'chol shana b'yom, and this is also very interesting. Chofetz Chaim concludes, v'chol yom b'yom hazeh, and every year on that day, when that nes happened to you, even if you don't go to the Ukraine, but that day comes, whatever day it is, you should focus on thanking Hashem, and to be happy and sing the praise of Hashem, right? Rav Korban Toda, everybody knows the famous word of the Gerov, and a lot of stuff, and you have to, there's a 48 Lachmei Toda, so the whole idea of the Gerov says, Kedush Harim says is so that, You have to eat it in a day. So how can you eat all that in a day? Answer is Hashem built in a system that you have to invite people. Why are you inviting me to this meal? You know, Hashem did me a nes. So that's part of the shevach, is you're supposed to let people know, look what Hashem did for me. So that's why you see like different Hasid groups, you know, like whoever, like in Satmar a few weeks ago. So there was a big day when the Satmar Rebbe Zeichel Tzadik Lebracha was saved from the Nazis, Machshavah. So they make a big thing, right? It's amazing. Like the two Rebbes, now you see thousands of people there, you know, the Yom HaTzal, and they make a tish, and thousands of people, right? This is the idea. This is the idea. So again, even if you're not in that place, they're not in Europe, but still you see that they this type of concept. Okay, we'll get into this a little more later tomorrow. Hanan